The fresh 72-hour ceasefire in the Gaza Strip has come into effect between Palestinian factions and Israel. The two sides agreed to another Egypt-brokered truce that began at 2100 GMT. Hamas negotiator Izzat al-Rashir says in light of Israel's acceptance of the truce and its return without precondition, Palestine also agrees to the ceasefire. Hamas chief Khaled Meshaal says a temporary truce is one of the ways to ensure successful negotiations and facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. Hamas chief added that the final goal is to have the demands of Palestinians met and the Gaza blockade lifted. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also welcomed the ceasefire, urging the two sides to work towards a lasting truce. Retaliatory rockets have been fired deep into Israel minutes before a three-day truce comes into effect between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza. Israeli media said a rocket landed in an open area near Tel Aviv. Another rocket is said to have been fired into the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. Meanwhile, sirens went off as the military wing of Hamas, the Qassam Brigades, fired rockets into Israel's Ashdod, Ashkelon, Kisufim, and Nirim. Palestinian fighters have fired thousands of rockets into Israel since Tel Aviv launched its bloody offensive against Gaza in early July. And just hours before the truce, Israeli warplanes pummeled the besieged Gaza Strip, pushing the Palestinian death toll even higher. In the latest attack, Israeli warplanes targeted a house in the Jabalia refugee camp north of the region. Earlier, two refugee camps in the center and south of the besieged territory were also hit. A 17-year-old boy was killed in the attacks. Another Palestinian was also killed in Bir Naaja, north of Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli jets also attacked another mosque in Khan Yunis in the south. The overall Palestinian death toll now stands at nearly 1,940. Most of the victims are civilians. Nearly 470 of them are children. Almost 10,000 other Gazans have been wounded in the Israeli onslaught since July the 8th. Palestinian officials say 9 people lost their lives on Saturday when Israeli forces carried out at least 50 strikes. Akram Al-Sattari, our correspondent, joins us now from Gaza. Akram, please bring us up to speed on the humanitarian situation how the aid is also being delivered into Gaza now that the three-day ceasefire has been implemented yet again.
Well, as the ceasefire starts in the Gaza Strip, it's time and time again an opportunity for the Palestinians to be able to see the wounded and to fetch the bodies of the killed, and also to try to get access to the very needed humanitarian assistance and also to the very needed civil defense activities of removing the debris, trying to find the bodies of the people into the different places that were targeted in the house in the Gaza Strip. For the past few days, the humanitarian aid was not flowing to Gaza due to the Israeli aggression into the Palestinian territories. Those 72 hours would allow the UNRWA, as stated by the Ban Ki-moon and the director of the UNRWA operations in the Gaza Strip, would allow the UNRWA and would also allow the authorities in Gaza to organize and receive the traffic of the humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip through the two main open crossings, Kerem Shalom and also Erez Crossing, and what would be also a very good opportunity for other local NGOs and international NGOs to visit the people who are internally displaced in the Gaza Strip into the schools, and also the people who are moving into houses and flats into the Gaza Strip to be able to see them and provide them with the most needed aid under the light of the increasing and deteriorating humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
That was our correspondent Akram Al-Sattari speaking to us from Gaza.